Ceratosaurus. For 20 million years, he'd been one of the unchallenged predators at the top of the food chain. But by using new science and re-examining the evidence at this site, it looks as if, at least once, he faced an interloper more than twice his size, as the balance of power changed and the hunter became the hunted. They were the Earth's largest animals. New technology and forensic evidence helps paleontologists bring to life some of their final moments. In a quarry just outside what's now Canyon City in Colorado, a local farmer was tending to his land when he saw strange bones jutting up out of the earth. He had no idea he'd uncovered one of the most unique finds in dinosaur history. The quarry held the remains of 10 different species of dinosaurs. Nearly all were from plant eaters, but there was something more unusual. The skeletons had been ripped apart, and most of the bones were missing. Many of the bones showed unusual gash marks and puncture wounds. Paleontologists started sifting through the evidence for clues.
The discovery of the site near Canyon City was really interesting because so many different species of dinosaurs were all found together. But what makes the site really weird is that the majority of the skeletons that were found, only the neck and the skull were there. And in other cases, only the tails and a few random bones.
In the hunt for dinosaurs, finding complete skeletons is rare. Paleontologist Dr. Larry Martin of the University of Kansas explains why.
The reason that we don't find more complete skeletons is exactly the reason why you don't get rich every time you go into a casino. The odds are against you. Its body and its skin begin to rot and fall off, and eventually the bones are torn apart by scavengers and maybe taken someplace else and eaten, or they get separated and washed into different areas.